Melanie Cole welcomes Dr. Holly Lucille and Mindful Medicine on Radio MD.
There's been a lot of hype surrounding the blood type diet, and I even had Dr. Peter Diodamo on yesterday, so you can listen to that show where he describes exactly what the blood type diet is. But, you know, does your body favor certain foods depending on the blood type that you have? We're with Holly Lucille today. So, Dr. Holly, tell us a little bit about the blood type diet. You know this guy. You know about this diet. Is there merit to it, and what does it really mean for us?
Okay, well, let's break it down. Let's break it down all the way, and I'm going to give you sort of my story because I think it's very important. So when I was growing up, I did so like many, many other people, many of your listeners, pretty disordered in the way I was eating. Messages from when I was a young child, difficult things that were going on in my family life, and food was all over the place, and so was my sort of relationship with it, right? So I think solely, and I'll give you this one reason, because I had a crush on my track coach who happened to be a vegetarian, I became a vegetarian. If I go back and someone said, why are you a vegetarian? I'm like, because I had a crush on my track coach, he was, and that's it. And that was in middle school, right? So for many years, I was whatever a vegetarian meant to me. And at that time, it meant pita bread and bagels and pizza, right? Because those things you can get without meat on them. I didn't understand. I was still kind of growing up and flailing around, but I ate every way I thought possible. I got into long distance running and then also the macrobiotic diet. And I ate that way. And then I got into medical school and I learned about this blood type diet. So I'm still, all right, so I'm a big type O. We were known as the hunter gatherers. We do much better from his perspective, Dr. Diodamo, and his research perspective, higher ketones, so higher animal protein and lower grain usage. And I was eating not that way at all, okay? I was getting more balanced with my meals and much more nutritious with my meals, but I still wasn't eating that way. So it was my responsibility. Any cleanse that I heard about, any diet that I learned about in school, there was no way I was going to ask my patients to do anything that I wasn't willing to do as well, including taking some of these functional medicine tests. You know, I was like, I got to get in it to win it because I need to have this personal experience. So I was like, track coach, you know, from 20 years ago, out the door, I'm going to see what happens if I just eat right for my type. I'm just going to do it for a month. Melanie, my life changed at that point in time. A month. That's all I did. I didn't do anything different with my exercise, didn't do anything different with sleep, stress, any other lifestyle modification. I dropped 8 pounds. My skin cleared up. I graduated from medical school looking 10 years younger than I did 10 years ago, I promise you, because I was always puffy. I've always been an athlete, but I was kind of puffy. I didn't fit into my skin. You could see pictures, and I just kind of had this, I would call it cute. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so cute there. And that was a code word for just a little bit fluffy and puffy. And so once I sort of avoided some of these things, wheat, gluten, corn, gluten, for me, lentils. I started to just, and my energy was boundless. And so I was like, I have got to learn more about it. So I, of course, have that testimonial. I'm a huge fan. And then I also did a residency with a person who, with a woman who used this as a modality in her practice. And then I started to see their benefits. So I started using it as a modality in my practice. And then I have had such clinical benefit from it that the blood type diet for me, first of all, it's the ultimate of do no harm, because what's the harm in actually just trying it, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I have gotten so many results, so I'll stop there. But I hate when something, because of course, it's a diet. There's a book on it. There's been several subsequent books. So there's consumerism, there is hype, there are people that say, well, there's no research around it. You go on the internet and you can find all these slams against it. There's a tremendous amount of research. He took over his dad's body of work. But I don't care about that. What I care about is clinical success. And certainly I have my own story.
So you do. You have your own story. Now, I look at some of the things and I'm a B positive. And, you know, we talk about lectins. So you got to tell us what those are too. And you know, these are very, very quick segments, but
yep.
I'm
okay,
B positive.
So lectins,
hold on a second because I'm B positive. And when I look at what it says about me, it says that I definitely need to be cutting down on and not cutting out, I think, right? I mean, they're not saying we cut out these things. They say we cut down on lentils, tomatoes, sesame seeds. Really? Are these, I mean, I don't eat that many sesame seeds anyway. I like to sprinkle them on a scallop every once in a while or some ahi tuna. And lentils, I love them. Tomatoes, I do eat quite a bit. But are tomatoes doing something to me? Tomatoes. It's a tomato.
Right. So lectins, what they are, they're these diverse little proteins in our food, okay? And they have agglutinating properties that affect our blood and the lining of our digestive tract. So when you think of agglutinating, think of glue. So they've got great benefits. But a lot of times when we eat something quite a bit that has these lectins that are not agreeing with our blood type, we start to get that agglutinating factor. So the red blood cells sort of clump together, creates an inflammatory response. And I have people having non-discernible symptoms, aches and pains and weight gain, et cetera. And so the idea about the blood type diet, from my perspective, is there's avoid, neutral, and beneficial food. Beneficial is like food is medicine. Avoid is food is poison. And neutral is just food is food. And what I've had people do is just like, let's just put a time limit on this. For 3 weeks, with a high degree of compliance, I just simply want you to avoid your avoid foods. And, you know, if you stumble on something that's on your avoid, you know, like, let's say blackberries are on your avoid, and you're like, blackberries? Just roll over to beneficial and see what could take its place. Okay, blueberries are beneficial. Just go ahead for that 3 weeks and eat that beneficial food. And I have to tell you, the way that, now, here's my thing. If people are cruising along in life and they're feeling well and there's nothing going on, well, that they have no reason fussing around changing their diet. And I would say that would be you. You know, you might have other things in play that are just, but if I'm dealing with, I just interrupted myself and I do that quite a bit, but that, you know, that are taking care of you. But if I'm dealing with these folks that have these persistent, non-discernible problems, and I take them through this for 3 weeks, and these symptoms sort of just abate, I tell you, it's because we've decreased inflammation. I had a guy that was going to get married, and he wanted to clear up his face, and I put him on this blood type diet. He came in, his face looked amazing, but he was really upset with me. And you know why? Because he lost weight. And he was one of those guys that has a hard time keeping on weight. And he said, and I'm eating more. And I was like, you know what? I'm sorry you're upset with me. We can get that weight back on, but here's what you lost. You lost inflammation. He went on the blood type diet, his skin cleared up. What he lost was inflammation. We can get that weight back on safely, but he lost the inflammation. That's what he lost. And I see it happen over and over and over again.
Wow. So, I mean, you know, he lost the inflammation. So you saw that because his skin cleared up. And you can see that in various ways in yourself. And so you say that I can keep doing what I'm doing. Because I always could lose some weight. I would love to lose 10 pounds right now. And so I think I might try it. I have a little bit of an issue with the tomatoes thing, but the rest of it, you know, wheat and buckwheat, I can see where that would really definitely be something that I need to cut out. So wrap it up, clear it up a little bit for us in about a minute, the blood type diet, what you want people to know about this.
Well, I think what's really important is I always tell people, be careful what you think. You know, seriously, we sometimes get this thought in our head, or we hear a little soundbite from somebody and we just roll with it. In my opinion, and certainly in my experience from a clinical perspective, if you're dealing with things like persistent weight gain where you kind of can't get off no matter what you try, aches, pains, you know, inflammation in areas that are showing up in your knuckles, in your joints, give this a try. It's really the ultimate of do no harm. Go ahead, get the book. There's an app. Just simply avoid your avoid foods for 3 weeks and see what happens. If nothing happens, hey, maybe it's not for you. But by and large, I think 10 out of 10 people that I have offered this to as a modality, once again, once you're feeling well, go ahead and increase your palate, add some of these things back into your diet. But I've seen this clinical response. I've seen people and their symptoms abate, and then they start to feel better. And that's really important to me.
It is, and thanks so much, Dr. Holly. Stay well. Love y'all.